Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones. Namaste, and welcome to the crowd. We are here. And as the voice of passionate action is calling out to you today, I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, it's such an extraordinary moment because humanity has arrived. You know, there's kind of that like giggle moment. We are at the crown chakra, yet with that comes so many profound realizations. Revelations, responsibilities, so many things for us to talk about today, so much to dive into. And hey, if you want to get into the queue, I think we're already filling up. You can give us a call. Remember that you can always listen while you're waiting for us to call your name. But remember, you can call into the show live at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you call and it's busy, it means we're already full. But every time you hear us take a caller, quick, try to call in again.
And if we missed you last week, now's your time.
Get in the queue. I think we still have a couple lines open.
We do indeed. And just by way of kind of gathering us into the form and flow of things, I want to remind each and every one of you that we have been participating in an amazing process.
Ooh, yeah.
Over the last several months.
Mm-hmm.
We began talking about this last fall. And what we refer to as the rising chakra Vastu energies on
yeah.
the planet. And that these energies not only are a global or cosmic, call it invitation.
Ooh, yeah, I will.
They're also an activation of your internal energy body, an activation of who you are. And anytime we're activated, meaning we're stimulated in some fashion, sometimes stuff happens. You know, sometimes our life gets a little sideways, or our emotions are different, or our sense of perspective changes. And, you know, we can have moments of just, hey, this is so exciting and wonderful and awesome. And then there'll be moments where we're preoccupied in a different way.
Well, you know, Sri, this is such a great thing to talk about because as you guys have been tracking with us, and if you haven't been, you know, go to YouTube. And if you go to our channel at YouTube, official Sri and Kira, you can really track, go back, you can find some short 10-minute videos. Hey, check out the archives of our show and really tune in to what's been going on. Because as we've lifted, literally with this rising chakra Vastu of the planet, starting at that traditional root, moving all the way up, here we are right now in April, and this is that bridge week. Remember, it's the last week of April going into May. And it's been all about the third eye and space. Now, the one thing that I am just too excited about, and I don't know if you can be too excited about anything, but I am really too excited.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Well,
she's
11.
She's 11.
And that is that dreams do come true. And I want you to really hold that in your heart because as the third eye has been anchoring all this month, as you've been in this energy and there's so much coming up, May is the crown. Now, that's the chakra Vastu crown, and we have so much to share about this today. And the reason I'm talking about that dreams do come true is because all of this energy, Sri, everything that we've been building, you know, moving up in our chakra Vastu, is about learning how to harness this as our productive passion. Now, I want you guys to take that in because you've been navigating the energy of space all month, right? You know, ooh, space, you know, that's been April. That's the energy that happens to go with the third eye. Well, it's so big, it's so vast, it's so limitless that space also encompasses the crown. Yet, if we're not careful, we can literally get lost in space.
Well, this is both the blessing and the
challenge.
The challenge.
Let's use that one,
Sri. Okay, the challenge of clear-sightedness,
yes,
of clairvoyance.
Yes.
And it's really important to pause for a moment because there's a place on our on our spiritual journey where we wish we knew more, where we wish we saw more, where we want to hear the voice of God, so to speak, where we want the angels to talk directly to us.
Or we start demanding it.
Or have a little tantrum about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what that is that's the interface of the human personality with the infinite zone, call it. And when that zone becomes more available to us, our personality self starts getting a little taste of that infinite ecstasy and of that infinite zone that is really the realm of the ascended ones. And when the inner child, when the human ego starts getting a little touch of that, it all kinds of projections and craziness goes on.
That's so true.
And all kinds of emotional upset, because remember, emotions are tied to the body and the earth. Your emotions are not tied to your cosmic self. It's tied to your worldly self. And yet sometimes through the sublime emotional states, we can apprehend the cosmic more clearly.
Oh, yes,
isn't
we can.
Isn't it fun how things can go both ways?
Yeah, it is fun. And this is one of the reasons why I think it's so important to be talking about where we are right now. You know, guys, I want to go, and let's just, Sri and I just want to offer you a little synopsis to really put this in perspective. So remember that, go back to last summer, right? And we had all these blood moons, and this initiated all these periods of months. Then starting in November, we had November, December, January, February, March, April, right? April, number six, that
six,
was
six
the
chakra.
Sixth chakra. And then here we are.
We're coming up on May.
It's going to be the crown. Now, we're not even going to talk about what happens in June. However, look what happened between November and April so far. And I mean, there's so much that if I sat here to recap it, it would take the whole show.
But try this out. Just reflect on yourself earlier.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
How were you in earlier 2014?
Right.
And how are you now?
Exactly.
What kind of road has it been? And that'll give you a glimpse of the energetics that are affecting us all.
And then there's been so many other energies that have come in around us. And the thing that's important to pay attention to is there's three major events I want to just kind of highlight for you right now. The first one being that through the energy of the rising chakra Vastu, it was to anchor the energy on the planet, because the energy had been building from the summer of 2014. We started the rising chakra Vastu, and it was to absolutely anchor the planet so that March 20 ascension portal, that escalator to ascension, would absolutely open without any interference. And drum roll, it did.
Yay.
It did. So that was huge. And that's why I keep saying dreams do come true. Now, just in the past month, right? That was just a month ago, my loves. Look at what's happened to your sense of time, miracle manifestation, shifts in your life in any magnitude from March 20th through now. That's because now that this has anchored, now that this ascension portal is anchored, we then stepped into second major event. Because remember, all of the things I'm talking about right now, anchoring that ascension portal March 20th, is through 2022, right? So it was 2015 through 2022. The next thing that happened was the twinning of the earth has begun. Now, Sri and I have really been receiving a lot of information about this. And if you have never watched our video, The Collapse of the Fourth Dimension, go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. It's on the homepage because it's got so many people watching it that it's just right there. You'll find it as like most popular viewed. Go watch it, because the fourth dimension had to collapse.
The fourth dimension is that energy that contains so many fun things that we like to talk about. Everything from ghosts and spirits to unresolved emotions to the shamanic world. It's a zone of the disincarnate energies. It's a zone of the thought body of the planet Earth.
It's the ultimate transfer station.
Yeah, you might say it's waiting for people to pick up the garbage. And meanwhile, there's a few jewels there,
right,
too.
And sometimes things need to be recycled because that's the blessing of the transfer station.
Yeah, I like that. And so the fourth dimension has been pressing ever closer into the third dimensional, quote,
right,
ordinary reality.
And without going into the depth of that, but go watch our video. It's short, it's concise, it's energetic. this had to happen. And we didn't really, even Sri and I didn't really understand how much this had to happen until now. Because with the twinning of the Earth, what's happening is that the two Earths, you know, what with a twin, what is it? Well, if you look at them, they look exactly the same, but they both have a unique characteristic. They both have unique personalities or ways of existing. So to the one who is not enlightened, to the one who is choosing not to see, the twinning Earth would be a bunch of rubbish. It would just be a bunch of you know, oh, this is ridiculous, blah, 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 because they cannot see it. Because the fourth dimensional collapse was actually a protective layer for third dimensional energy. Think about that, that it was actually an act of love.
It's kind of like saying we don't talk about certain things. We don't go into certain forests. The fourth dimension is sort of like a boundary for mass consciousness.
Well, but it's also, I love that, Sri, and it's also and enough of availability that there can be an enormous amount of people that are awakening within it. However, here's the momentum that's needed. In order to break free of it, it means that you have to no longer be enticed by the ego, because the energies, and I'm going to put it in quotes, guys, the quote, spiritual energies of the fourth dimension, be it intuitive energy, be it shamanistic energy, be it magical energy, be it whatever word you want to give it, it will always be attached to the ego. It works from the place of the ego. So how you wind up there is that you may be awakening. You might know very, very, very awake people, but they're actually trapped in this third dimensional experience because of this fourth dimensional overlay that is feeding and fueling that aspect of themselves. So then you say, okay, well, what does the twinning Earth mean? And what does all this have to do with the events you were talking about, Kira, and Chakra Vastu? Well, here it is. We had the March 20th escalator of expansion opening. We are now in, and that opened in the energy of truth. Remember, throat. It opened up in the throat chakra, in the energy of the truth. Then we started on the escalator, a 7-year expansion, opening up this energy. And what happened? Our third eye opens galactically. Our global humanitarian third eye opens galactically. And the Earth starts twinning because the fifth dimensional Earth is now starting to twin. It's starting to separate, to pull away from this third dimensional overlay. But remember, it's going to take 7 years. So it's just at the very beginning, which means right now the third is going to look a whole lot more present than the fifth. And the gift is that over the next 7 years, because this is the other thing that's happening right now, you have the opportunity to be kind of looking at both, but you're still able to get on the train. It's a very slow moving train right now, but the train's going to start moving faster and faster and faster until finally in 2022, it's kind of like a an exhale and the two become distinct energies. So that's the second thing that was really important that happened during the Chakra Vastu time. So what's the third that I've been talking about? Well, it's coming up in May. We open up May, May 4th. Will be a very powerful full moon. So this last week of April, this very last week right now, moving from the third eye to the crown is about the waxing energy of trust. I cannot share that enough. It's also about the waxing energy of set in motion. Anything you've been thinking about doing, take a concrete step. Remember, it's about productive passion. Whatever is showing up in your life, whatever you are passionate about, you must take the concrete, not just talk about it, don't just write about it. If there are tangible, real-world concrete steps, take them this week, because in addition to the full moon on May 4th, we enter the shadow of a very powerful Mercury retrograde that will be most of May into middle of June. Huge, Sri, huge moment.
You know, as we are all lifting, the energetics become more influential.
Woo-hoo.
There was a time when the alignments were less influential because our consciousness was more tied to density.
True.
And many of us have been working with the fifth dimensional energies for quite some time. Mm-hmm. What's different now than earlier from now is that the effect of those fifth dimensional energies has consolidated, has crystallized, you might say, in a way that the form and content of the new Earth, mm-hmm. the fifth dimensional Earth,
right.
has birthed.
Exactly. It's here.
It's there. It's not.
It's been growing for years.
Yeah. It's not a vision. It's not an inspiration. It's not a dream. It's an actual zone of reality.
I mean, dreams do come true.
And that zone is overlaid still with the third dimension, so that there's time.
There's time, but the twinning has begun. And you know, if you've not yet connected with that March 20th Archangelic Ensoulment that came through,
that's
also at our YouTube site, Official Shreen Kira, or of course you can grab all of this at our website, shreenkira.com. Visit again. You know, maybe you haven't visited it since last month. Visit it again. You know, our newest video will be out this week in just a few days, and we have some really big announcements. I mean, like, hold on to your hat, kahuna announcements, because we're in our productive passion as well. And everything is in productive passion right now. So remember, this week, what you do needs to be about, because remember, we're moving from intuition into crown, from third eye to crown. It needs to be trust, relax, and know. And I want you guys to hear that. Trust, relax, and know, because since we're in the twinning earth, from this point out, the double energies will always present, which means if you're to think of that twinning earth, if you're hanging out in the fifth dimensional energies right now, then this crown energy coming up in May is going to be outrageous for you, including an outrageously good, yes, I said the word good, retrograde, and we're going to talk a lot about that next week. But remember, if you're in the fifth, you're going to be in trust, relax, know. However, if you're hanging out in that third and being fueled by the fourth, then, my loves, it's going to be chaos, fear, and doubt. So you've got both, and you might play with both, you know?
Sometimes there's a little do-si-do motion where we're in the fear and the doubt, and we say, hey, wait a minute, what am I doing here? And then we make that choice
exactly
to lift and align. Sometimes trust is the energy of, I don't need any evidence. I don't need any proof. I just trust.
Well, and that's been the gift of April. See, we've needed to anchor our trust, and we've needed to anchor our knowing, and we need to be able to relax. And so in order to do all of that means that our intuition is open. And you know, Sri, we are so filled with dreams do come true, productive passion. Your intuition is open, that I would love to trust, relax, and know that we've got some amazing callers to join today's show that I think we should invite in.
Absolutely have some beautiful people standing by. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to start with line one, and we'll say hi to AD from Washington, D.C.
Well, namaste, AD. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I'm glad I'm first.
Well, we're glad you're first, too. What's going on with you today?
Nothing much. Just calling in for a mini soul reading.
I love the way you asked. You're too cute. Oh, my God. And so I love that you're requesting this soul reading. And what I would invite you to do is to really allow yourself to keep that beautiful smile of yours. As you even asked, it was so funny because all of the archangels and these beautiful big cosmic beings were all standing around you saying, did you hear her say, let go of doubt? And so I'm repeating that for you right now, they keep saying your smile will be your greatest guide. And it's funny, they went healing and then they said holing. So I'm going to give you both words. The healing, holing moment is at hand. And that this new moon for you, or excuse me, this full moon for you coming up, and that's just a week from tomorrow, May 4th, they keep showing it to me as, for you, it's an extension of the energy that came in on the new moon. You know, we just had that very powerful new moon a few weeks back. And that you need to see it as creation, creation, creation. That as long as you stay really, and it's probably why you were first today, because it's everything we've been talking about. You need to stay productively passionate with your big smile and an inner sense of peace and knowing, and use the full moon as your universal creation and let everything flow from there. They said that it's interesting. The number you're resonating right now with is the zero, the O. And that's huge, because what that means is that you're in the molecule of creation. So whatever you're wanting to bring forth right now is ready to come forth. Just don't give up and get out of doubt. And so it is.
Get Out of Doubt. Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you so much.
All right, love. Namaste.
Many blessings. You know, one of the things that kind of resonates with me is I was participating in this sharing is this productive passion. We each have passion inside, and passion is that heart-centered clarity of a direction, of a service, of an activity, of a creation. Passion is always anchored in the heart, and it can be tingling in other places in the body.
It depends what kind of passion it is.
But nonetheless, the authentic passion is always resonating in the heart because it's of service to the greater good. And here's the thing. Human beings have a tendency to look for the problems. Human beings sometimes get overly preoccupied about what's not going well.
Which is non-productive passion.
It's non-productive. It doesn't mean to be have blinders on. What it means is your priority is your passion, and the obstacles are something you get to watch slip into the periphery.
But that's it. Because productive passion means that even if things come up that you need to wade through, it does not diminish the passion of the greater project or the greater experience or the greater momentum. It's only when we enter into non-productive passion that we actually derail ourselves. And that's why productive passion is so important. And that's really the mantra for May. May is all about productive passion. And this Bridge Week, April 26th through the end of the week, which I believe is like May 2nd, this week is about productive passion. Do something productive. Get out of your head, get into your heart, and stake your claim in your productive, passionate life.
Wow.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Dreams do come true.
Absolutely. We're going to go say hi to another caller.
All right. I love that.
We're heading to line 3, and we'll welcome Hollis from Massachusetts.
Well, namaste, Hollis. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. I'm so excited to get through to you today. My heart called me to try and get through, and I first want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for the light that you are holding for humanity and the amazing example that you are with your journey. And secondly, I would love to have a mini soul reading.
Well, Hollis, first and foremost, just listening to your voice brings tears to my eyes that you're holding such extraordinary presence. And it's so funny because even as you ask, the word presence keeps coming in and they keep playing with it. And it's Zadkiel. It's primarily Archangel Zadkiel who's really right with you right now. And my whole crown chakra is tingling as I'm sharing this with you. And Zadkiel keeps saying your presence will literally bring forward for you the presence, meaning the gifts of your divinity in form. And he keeps using the word fortnight. I don't even know what a fortnight is. Do you know what a fortnight is, Sri?
Yeah, it's like, isn't it 2 weeks?
I don't know. Go look up fortnight because he keeps using the word fortnight.
I think it's 14 nights.
Okay, because he keeps saying that this fortnight is really a powerful moment for you and to keep holding presence. Your presence is the present, and everything, this fortnight energy of holding that will return to you in a way that your mind won't even be able to conceive right now. And that they're saying, as you do, you're also, and it just brings tears to my eyes again, you are sending out like radiation waves of crystalline light. That as you're doing this, it's like these people around you, these beings around you, the nature around you is all receiving the gift as you allow yourself to receive. And so I think that's why I have the tears in my eyes. It's like, thank you for doing so much work because I'm not sure you've given yourself enough credit. And may this fortnight be incredible because it's like a big turning point that's going to just catapult you forward. We love you, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey.
Many blessings indeed. You know, there is a timing to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And timing is such a silly word.
Okay.
Because, you know, time really is an illusion. There is an expanding now. There is this experience of presence, which is timeless.
Mm-hmm.
And yet our lives seem to unfold with a timing.
Yeah, you know, I really enjoy how Archangel Zadkiel always so laughingly says, there is only the now and the soon to be now. And that when we invite ourselves to be in passionate and really, really productive, passionate energy, the now becomes more, I'm going to use the word tangible, because there's a richness. And through that tangible richness, the abundance in our lives starts expanding in ways that the mind would limit. And so in this moment of productive passion, we invite ourselves to our best life. And, you know, I want to go back to what we were talking about when we started today, in the energy of the twinning earth, in the energy of the rising chakra vastu. And it's not that we're keeping it a secret, but we're not going to reveal what's going on in June just yet. We will reveal it, but you got to wait a few weeks, because what's happening right now is important not to look beyond it. So we want you to stay very now focused this week. Put something into action. Take your dream and put it in action. It doesn't matter even if it's the smallest step, but take a productive step. And then as we move toward this May 4th full moon, which is also the first day of the shadow of the Mercury retrograde that'll be in May. Remember, it doesn't start on the 4th. The 4th is just the first day of the shadow that's happening in our divine presence full moon. And what is the full moon? It's the crown. Think about it as the crown, as the invitation to step into your divine discernment, to live in the fifth dimensional energies as you give yourself that true gift to really trust, to relax, and to know. It's incredible, Sri, because this is huge.
Well, just imagine that you've got a full moon hovering right over your head.
I can do that. I love that shimmery, silvery, beautiful feeling.
Absolutely. We're going to take a little station break. And for those of you that are on hold, we're going to be right back to you.
We promise.
And for those of you that want to come and join the conversation, we've got
a line open.
So, beloved listeners, breathe deep, relax. We'll be right back after this message.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting sriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover a daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the archangelic realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Oh, welcome back, beloved ones. Here we are in this extraordinary, beautiful moment together. And you know, so many of you have been writing us. We have been getting so many letters, and we have been really doing our best to get back to as many people as we can. And also our amazing, amazing, incredible assistant, Sue, has been responding to as many people as she can to let you all know that we truly do care. And as we move into this moment right now, one of the things we want to remind you is that, you know, Sri and I still have a lot to share about our recent journey into Uruguay, and we're going to be making some really profound announcements in this week's newsletter. So, hey, if you're not on our newsletter list, get to SriandKira.com and click newsletter, or go to SriandKiraRadio.com, click on newsletter, and make sure you're on our newsletter list, because we have a lot we're announcing and a lot more that we'll be sharing in our video, our upcoming video later this week, posted on YouTube for May. So just really exciting time. Lots of things we're doing this week as far as productive passion, huh, Sri?
Absolutely. And lots of things happening on our planet.
Yes.
There has been some shaking, some quaking. Some
yes, and we need really, to acknowledge that.
Really dynamic things occurring. And all I ask of anyone is that you take a breath, open your heart, and send a blessing to those affected.
Yes.
Each of us is finding our way. Each of us is following our path. And sometimes we're not fully aware of the choice we make.
Well, you know, that's so true. And whenever we share that, I always think of the ancient Indian Kshatriya class. You know, the Kshatriya class were the warriors. And to be a truly ascended warrior, because a lot of times I feel like many people who are out there right now are spiritual warriors, you know, spiritual Kshatriyas and Brahmins playing out these roles. Because even the Brahmins would get involved when it became a matter of such high importance for the whole of humanity. And the reason I'm bringing this up, my angels, is that to be a Kshatriya meant that there was great honor in the good battle, in your vows, so to speak, in really holding up for yourself. And I think about the Bhagavad Gita and the way that this was presented, that there were, you know, as poor Arjuna is sitting there talking to Krishna, just absolutely bereft with grief and not knowing what to do. And Krishna basically says, who are you not to fight this fight? Who are you not to do this? And for a Kshatriya to actually be killed in battle was an honor and a freedom. And consider that. Now, again, I'm going back, you know, thousands and thousands of years. There's ancient Sanskrit, ancient Vedics, which you guys obsessively almost. And the reason I'm sharing it with you is to walk into the fifth dimension is a I'm going to use the word Brahminic. Is that even a word? I don't know. It's a Brahminic, meaning it's an act of Brahmin energy, because the fourth dimensional protective shield, when one steps into this twinning earth, when we step into this fifth dimensional space, you can see how loved this planet is, that this almost protective shield would have been given to those who are choosing to continue to cycle in the third dimension. Thereby, who is anyone to judge? Who are we to hold judgment about anyone or anything or their expression? We may not enjoy the expression. We certainly don't have to agree with expressions. However, to live outside the realm of the ego is to let go of the judgments. And thereby, you look at this gorgeous, beautiful, sacred energy of Nepal, and you look at the Himalayas and Everest and everything that happened there. And there is the very human level of compassion and true pain as to what is happening. And humanity tends to learn through pain. Humanity tends to grow through the cycles of pain that are ever evolving. And so perhaps in this moment, we can all offer the gift to those that have offered themselves, whether it was conscious or not, through this event, to try on our Kshatriya and our Brahmin clothes and to begin looking at things through an ascended lens.
And to look at things through an ascended lens is an ongoing journey.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a journey of non-attachment. It's a journey of acceptance. It's a journey of being willing to postpone or judgment or even to allow the discernments to take shape over time.
Well, it also is a blessing because it invites us to also release perceived wrongs and judgments and anger in the recognition of each being is playing their role perfectly, if indeed I own my own power. Because the only time we can feel anger, hurt, and judgment is when we feel that something has been done to us,
right,
rather than we have grown through. And that's a very beautiful gift of this third eye moment moving into the crown.
How can we become a master if we haven't forgotten our mastery?
The
moments where a victim steps up and says, no more,
right,
I am not that.
Exactly.
Is that moment of claiming, that moment,
yes,
of empowerment, that is a glorious celebration of the truth.
It's a freedom.
And I just think that anytime you doubt whether you're a master, anytime whether you doubt that whether you have the capacity, that's a sure sign that you are the master. That's a sure sign that you have the capacity.
Indeed.
Because only from a place of strength could you even doubt that you had the strength.
Well, and isn't that the beauty? And this is the gift of this twinning earth energy. You know, we spent all these years, we've been rising into the moment of that March 20th Ascension Portal opening, which thereby very rapidly opened up this twinning earth for the next 7 years, which actually stabilized the third dimension. And you might say, well, my God, Kira, how can you possibly say that with everything that's going on? Well, the fact is everything's going on because the third dimension is stabilized. It's not in conflict with those that are rising up. There is this twinning energy.
Absolutely.
And so, of course, it's going to get, and I will use the word richer, because all experiences are getting richer, which is why productive, passionate action is such a blessing. And you're going to see productive passion happen in the third and the fifth. That's your choice.
Well, and I'm going to qualify that just slightly.
Okay.
The energy that would allow or encourage productive passion, when it's taken through the ego lens, when it's taken into density, that passion might be also looked at as counterproductive. That
right.
passion might be looked at as dysfunctional.
Yeah, the chaotic energy.
Or repetitive.
Yeah.
And truly what happens within the density zone of consciousness is there is a cycle of repetition that happens.
Indeed.
As density begins to birth into more ascended states, because of the polarity, there's a reactivity that arises. The return of dogmatic traditions, the return of conflictual energies, because the rarefied air, let's just say, it was bringing forth the fear for healing, and the healing was not chosen.
Yeah, well, that's a very valuable insight, Sri. It really is.
And so within the zone of the third dimension, there is going to be repetition.
Indeed.
There will be those who are breaking free and going, hey, what am I hanging out here for?
Right.
And there will be those who will be in the thick of the cycle.
Whew. Well, you know, I'm listening to you going, yeah, you know, let's all breathe through that one. And I'm also kind of smiling because in the energy of the twinning earth, you know, you guys, I love when all these serendipitous things happen. Okay, so as I mentioned to you, you know, May 4th, we have this beautiful full moon, which is the optimal moment to crown, really claim your crown of divine discernment. And that's why this week is about getting that productive passion in gear. Because when our productive passion is in gear, we are much easier. We have a much greater flow to be able to claim our divine discernment. And that's really what the full moon is. I want you to almost take this full moon and make it a crown. You know, just feel it on your head, a halo. You know, this silvery, beautiful halo that you get to walk in. It's not going to go away. You're going to get to hold that for the entire month if you choose. And check it out. When that Mercury retrograde comes in, and we're going to talk a lot more about it next week, it begins on May 18th. It's May 18th through June 11th. The entire retrograde is happening in Gemini. Now, I'm not a big astrology buff. You guys know that. As a matter of fact, I think that traditional astrology does more harm than good. However, I love that sign about the twin earth.
The Gemini twins.
The twins are here for this. So I just had to mention that because I just get the biggest love that no matter who you are, no matter where you are, this one you're not going to be able to miss. And this one you can actually have an enormous amount of fun with.
Absolutely. And it is about fun. Remember, folks, we can talk and talk and talk. And when it gets right down to it, is joy present in your life?
Exactly.
Is your passion giving you that tickle, that inspiration? Are you having fun? And if not, why not?
I love that. You know, and the key again is I can't stress it enough. relax, guys. Trust. That's what this month, April, has been all about. Because whenever we're in the third eye, we've got to start trusting. We can't keep doubting ourselves. So as we're moving into this May, it's about trust, relax, and know, or chaos, fear, and doubt. And every month from now on, we're going to be offering you the both sides of the coin. Because in the twinning Earth, you're actually going to start seeing very visceral opposites, two sides of all the energy. So it's really kind of exciting and fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've got some people that have been standing by.
Talk about exciting and fun.
So we're going to return to the phone lines. We'll start at line 5 and say hi to Connie from, it looks like, North Carolina.
Well, namaste, Connie. Welcome, Angel.
Hi. Am I here?
Sweetheart. You are here.
Hello?
Hi.
I am here. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm standing outside just soaking up the energy of the trees, and I am so enjoying this moment. So I just want you to know how much I love you both. I'm very excited to be connecting with you live, and I just wanted to get a mini soul reading if possible.
Of course, my love. And I just want to share with you that literally, as you were talking about being outside and loving the trees, I saw you. I mean, your energy is so clear right now that it's like I'm teleporting and I'm right there with you. I see you. I see the trees. I see the day. And the message is coming through from, I'm going to use the word, the Mary Trinity. It's very much the Mary. I'm also seeing very much Mary Magdalene. And I'm also seeing like a Kuan Yin energy. And they're saying that the energy of the beauty of the divine feminine is seeking for you to let go of any self-imposed restrictions as you move forward now as the center of the rose. And it's interesting. They're showing me a rose, and I encourage you to get a rose. And they're saying just to take all the petals of the rose, put them into a bathtub, soak in the bathtub, and feel yourself as the center of the rose and notice the bloom, because you are at a moment of blooming. And that through this energy, clarity, it's just clarity, 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 clarity. All I see is clear around you, everything. And if you don't feel that everything's really clear, It is. And just let go of any sense that it wouldn't be. And do this rose petal bath, because they're really on you about it. And music. Just bring the music in, let it flow, and just be that flow, be that energy. You know, rose is such a powerful symbol on so many levels, and you've got these beautiful Marys around you. And so let yourself shine. You're clear, you're radiant, you're ready, and we love you, Connie. Thank you for the gift of letting me walk with you today.
I love you both so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Angel. We love you, too.
Many blessings, indeed.
Oh, gosh, Sri, I'm still really tender. That was so beautiful.
Well, you know, and even as a so-called man, I got to thinking for a moment there, when's the last time you had rose petals in your bath?
Exactly. Yeah.
And isn't that a way of relaxing into something really special?
Of course it is.
And that specialness comes from right within.
You know, it is. You know, one of the things Sri and I do is outside our front door, we have a small altar that we built. And we have, when we were in India is when we decided that we would keep doing this. And we'll be returning to India again, of course, in October. But we have a beautiful earthen vessel out there. And every day we put fresh flower petals in it. And I was thinking about that. We put rose petals in just 2 days ago.
Yeah,
right.
The rose petals are floating in the water.
Yeah, and so it's just kind of inviting in the energy of the universe. And so you might want to ask, you know, what fun little thing can I do that makes me smile, that is constantly inviting in to my space something that is sacred?
And it is indeed about the sacredness along with the beauty. Whatever opens your heart will lift your vibration.
Exactly, exactly.
And so as we move forward with callers, we're going to head to line 2, and we'll welcome Jules from Colorado.
Well, hey, Jules. Namaste.
Are you there?
All right. Well, we'll ask you to either call back, and we'll go.
And I had you on mute.
Oh, you had us on mute. Well, there you are.
Listening. Hi, it's Jules from Boulder.
Hey, Jules from Boulder, we love you. So good to hear from you.
We love you too. I know. It's just typing you an email, actually.
Cool.
First time listening to the show, I happen to have the right time for a change. It's beautiful. I'm loving what you're having to say about what's coming up in the crown and being in that place of trust, relax, and know, as life has had lots of rolling, challenging energies mixed in with the high points, you know? That's what it feels like these days. Lots of stuff coming in for transmutation. So, I don't know. I love your little mini readings. I'd love that.
Well, we'd love to get that. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to do that. Yeah.
Good. And I'm sending you an email.
Cool. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, I will share with you that as I'm listening to you, right behind you, I'm seeing, it's interesting, I'm seeing two very different energies. The first one I'm seeing is the energy of Ganesh. And this energy of Ganesh, and it's cute, he's got his trunk wrapped around your throat. And he's saying that, it's just so funny, and he just keeps saying, you have held yourself back long enough, and it is time to, it's like he's squeezing another truth out of you, something that you need to say, you need to do, you need to move forward with. And then the other energy that's right in front of you, I mean huge in front of you, is a dual energy, and it's Archangels Michael and Raphael. And they're staring at you, and Michael has got this huge crystalline sword, and he's handing it to you and saying, are you ready to wield this? Because the power is yours if you choose it. And Raphael is staring at you, and he's got his, it's his left hand, he's holding it in front of your heart, and I'm watching these radiant emerald beams going into your heart. And Archangel Raphael is saying, everything can be healed. Everything can be healed. And as you accept more of this into your heart, your life of wholeness will expand in ways that your mind has yet to comprehend. Pay attention to that which is coming before you. Pay attention to the alignments that are reemerging, and act with your heart and not your head. And so it is.
Thank you. That's like totally right on. Thank you, love.
Thank you.
I appreciate you so much.
As we appreciate you, we love you, Jules. No accidents.
I love you too. No accidents. No, there never are. Thank you, beloved.
Namaste.
Look forward to connecting again.
Many blessings.
Bye,
honey.
Well, truly a profound moment. It's
that was such a strong, you know, for any of you listening right now that felt that Ganesh around your throat, that was your reading too. Because I'm still like, whoa, Ganesh, let go.
I'm hanging out with the rays of energy.
I'm there.
Yeah. Each of us is carrying the opportunity to receive blessings.
Indeed.
We are always blessed.
Indeed.
But do we always receive them?
Well, isn't that so true?
And there, it's one of the paradoxes of this zone of experience here we have on Beautiful Gaia is that we're dancing with individuation. We're dancing with limitation. We're dancing with form. And we're dancing in the paradox that is both we're form and formless. We're finite and we're unlimited. And all of those things that will hopefully just blow up your brain.
I hope so. I love blowing up brains.
And allow you to be with that infinite ocean of love.
Indeed.
Create, serve, and dance.
Woo, baby. Oh, I like create, serve, and dance.
Absolutely.
That's fun. We're going to be doing that on the solstice, and hopefully you guys will join us. And if you need to know what that's about, you got to join our newsletter and watch our video this week.
Well, you can do that. Go to shriandkira.com, and you'll see a little button that says newsletter.
Get on there, because we're planning a super-duper amazing June solstice, and we hope that you'll join us.
Absolutely. And speaking of joining us, we still have people on hold.
Well, oh my goodness gracious. Let's see who we can squeeze in, because the time goes so fast.
Absolutely. So we're going to head to line 3, and we'll welcome Margie from Massachusetts.
Well, namaste, Margie. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you. I have a question for you. You told me I was an illuminated omni, and I really don't know what that means. And also, I feel like I have been really speaking my truth and learning a lot from you, but I'm feeling very tired. So I'm wondering if I could have a mini soul reading and learn more about these things.
Oh, well, Bargy, first of all, thank you so much for asking. And I just, you right now, if it's safe to close your eyes, I want to invite you to do that because, yeah, you're tired. I see it. You are doing so much more than you're aware of. Oh, my gosh. You are like 24/7 of service to the world. And that's part of what being an illuminated Omni is. An Omni is one who is a soul group that basically is whole within themselves, and their greatest gift is their ability to have deep divine connection at all times. To basically, I'm going to use the word surrender, but that's probably not the right word, to surrender the human in favor of the divine. And Omnis are, as far as their lives, they usually surround themselves either with other Omnis or with a soul group known as multi-expressionals, because multi-expressionals are just the opposite. They're everywhere, and they're loving everything, and Omnis tend to balance them very well. But I want to come back to why you're tired and what you can do. The first thing that I'm being shared with, and this is coming to you through Metatron, there's also a huge Sandalphon overview going on here with you, in addition to the Blue Starborn. It's interesting. You have this incredible energy around you. And what they're saying is, when you go into your dream space at night, as you settle in for the evening, it is important for you to declare to the light that this body needs restoration. Because right now, part of the gift that you are learning, and it's funny, as you're learning it, you're already giving it, but it's like you need a little more energy in your harness, is that you have the ability to command the light. And so you, part of why you're so tired is this is so that you would be able to get to a point where you would say, hey, tell me what's going on. And so it's about, before you go into your dream space at night, you command the light to restore, rejuvenate, refresh your body, and you let go of anything that feels burdensome in your life right now. If it feels burdensome, you need to look at it. And this is the week. There's no accident you called in today. This is the week to take that really, that powerful action, that beautiful, productive passion. So your productive passion this week, one of the things you need to look at is what feels like a burden. I'm going to reorganize the way that looks in my life while simultaneously in my productive passion, I am claiming ever greater power to be able to direct the light through the heart of sincerity and presence. You are amazing. And I am so grateful you got through today, Angel. I love you.
Thank you.
You're
it's
welcome.
Wonderful.
Yes, you
Namaste.
Are. Namaste. Angel.
Namaste. And so, beloved ones, we're at that time where we're at that time.
How does that happen? How does that really happen? And I just have to say really quickly, stay tuned this week. Get on our newsletter list if you're not on it. Look for our YouTube video probably by Wednesday or Thursday, and make sure you're here next Sunday.
And for those of you that are still holding, we want to invite you to send us an email to guest@shrinkcareradio.com or get in the queue a little earlier next week. And for those of you that didn't call in, hey, give it a go.
You never know. You will always get through on the week you're supposed to get through.
No worries there. And I just want to take this moment to remind each and every one of us that we are on our path.
Indeed.
Each and every one of you is doing your life perfectly. Now you go, wait a minute, if I was doing it perfectly, this would be different and that would be different and all of that would be happening. And I can say to you two things. One, good for you for having creative vision about how you'd like it to be.
Yes.
And two, have a little patience and trust because you're on your way there.
Well, and humanity is on their way there. You know, and the key is that as you have that, remember right now it's about trust, relax, and know, or chaos, fear, and doubt. As we step into this energy of the crown, what is your productive passion going to look like this week? What are you going to anchor? Because angels, I want to remind you of one thing. Dreams do come true. Keep that as your mantra. Go into that beautiful full moon. It's waxing, waxing, waxing. It'll culminate next Monday. And allow yourself to recognize the twinning earth is here as a blessing, that each being is playing their role perfectly, even if it means they're transitioning off the planet. every human, every being, every sentient being, every aspect of our planet is in the same process.
And dreams come true as you take productive, proactive, passionate steps.
Woohoo!
Because we have the power and the capacity to align our physical with that creative vision.
Indeed, indeed.
And nothing depends on anything other than us.
Indeed.
And it is our time. Humanity, it's our time. Each and every one of you, it's your time. And until we have the time to be with you again live like this, until then, breathe deeply, hand to heart, trust a lot, and know that all is truly well.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information